Iraqi weather forecast for today. We are looking at clouds and sun, humid conditions, high near 80 degrees. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha, where it's 65, 62 in Burlington, Milwaukee 69, 66 degrees in Racine. Well, get ready for something new with yellow school buses in Wisconsin starting tomorrow. Those that were built after January 1st, 2005 are going to have amber lights to alert you and other drivers that the bus is going to be activating its red warning lights to make a stop. A news release from the DOT says you can pass a moving bus that has the flashing amber lights, but you got to do it cautiously, according to the State Patrol's Lieutenant Carl Middlestad. Once the flashing red warning lights are activated, though, and the stop signs extended or not, drivers in front and behind a school bus going to have to stop at least 20 feet away and remain that way until the red lights get turned off or the bus resumes moving. Fine if you get caught is $326.50 and 4 demerit points. First 6 months of this year, more than 380,000 traffic convictions entered onto driver's records in Wisconsin. Brad Babler is with the state DMV. Now, he says speed-related offenses are still the most common problem that is out there.
For almost 22% of all traffic convictions. Some of the other top traffic convictions were operating while suspended, compulsory insurance violations, and failure to fasten a seatbelt.
Says the DMV is required to keep track of all these traffic convictions as part of a person's driving record, so it's on the books. A 31-year-old man is dead. 8 others were injured. A 2-vehicle crash last night on Interstate 9039 near Edgerton in Rock County. State Patrol says a van with a 19-year-old male driver went out of control, crashed, leaving it facing westbound with no lights on. Driver of a southbound van then failed to see it in time. The collision then occurred on the passenger side. Man killed was a passenger in the second vehicle. Other occupants included a 32-year-old woman and 5 children, ages 12 to 1 month. Citations pending at this point as the investigation continues. Kenosha's Transit Commission is meeting later this afternoon. The agenda includes a discussion about purchasing 4 used buses from Madison, discussion about a free Try the Bus Day to promote and maybe increase ridership, voting on updated drug and alcohol testing policies, and voting on a Congregations United to Serve Humanity request for a Park City bus at the Civil War Museum next month, a Stuff the Bus event to be benefiting the Shalom Center. Getting back to life as a civilian is a lot more difficult for today's veterans than you might think. Many have to face legal questions. So the UW Law School opened up the Veterans Law Center. It then led to the Appleton Public Library with a mobile unit staffed with attorneys and paralegals and volunteers. The center's director is Laura Smythe, who says that it's often difficult for a 25-year-old soldier who is used to giving and following orders to adjust to a totally different kind of life back home.
A percentage of our population who returns often from service to a population that, you know, unlike the days of post-World War II, there just aren't a lot of veterans. The general population doesn't understand frequently the unique stressors, the barriers that are common.
Says soldiers are used to working with clear objectives, a clear chain of command. Often it's hard to find to deal with civilian work situations because that same structure doesn't exist. Racine Unified School Board meets at 6:30 tonight. It's a regular business meeting, and they're going to be making some decisions on a handful of items, like that partnership we've been telling you about for quite a while with the Racine Police Department and oversight of the officers in the schools. The Common Council recently approved it. The board will also select an architect for the needed build-out on the real school for the Sportsplex site in Sturtevant. Kenosha-based Partners in Design being recommended by administration. And selection of an architect for other various school remodeling projects with Partners in Design being recommended for that as well. Prior to the business meeting, starting at 6 o'clock, the public has a chance to comment on the district budget, which is already in place on a temporary basis, and it won't be finalized until this fall. The Kenosha City Council meeting tonight going to be asked to weigh in on the controversy regarding the Kenosha Unified School Board and the naming of the new Bradford Stadium for the late Olin Arrington Jr. Still controversy on that front. WRJN's Janet Hoff has the preview.
The Public Works Committee will hold a special meeting at 6:30 this evening to consider a resolution sponsored by Alderman Rocco LaMacchia and co-sponsored by 7 other aldermen urging the school board to follow the recommendation of its ad hoc committee and name the stadium for Mary D. Bradford. The resolution is also on the agenda for full council consideration at tonight's regular meeting. School Board Member Rebecca Stevens has already indicated she will ask for reconsideration of the vote. The City Council is also scheduled to take up the proposed settlement with the contractor who installed the flawed rubberized surface at the Dream Playground. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock this evening at the Municipal Building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
City of Racine recently getting a clean audit opinion for its financial statements for last year. Deputy Finance Director Kathleen Fisher telling the Finance Committee it was good news. Areas to be mindful of in 2017, she said, though, included higher workers' compensation payouts, more judgments and claims, and tax assessment challenges.
Companies come in and say they want their assessment lowered. We have to refund them for prior year taxes. Target, the mall. So you've heard about these a little bit. Those tend to be pretty expensive for the city. So that was a hot ticket item in 15. It is still an item in 16. I don't anticipate it going away. I anticipate that happening also in 17. So we'll take care of that again. That'll be an item for the 17 budget.
Fisher noting that the health insurance last year was relatively in good shape, but for an escalation in prescription costs, up about 26% for this year and predicted to be in that same range next year. The fund balance on health insurance, pretty healthy. Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin says not enough for the political candidates to just offer some quick sound bites of what they have in mind to keep Social Security going, noting almost 97% of Wisconsinites 65 and older get benefits. It's according to Lisa Lampkins that the next president and Congress have got to take some kind of action.
Doing nothing is not an option. Every time the candidates dodge the questions or kick the can down the road, then our families pay the price. If we don't do something with Social Security soon, finding a solution grows more and more difficult, and that's really unacceptable.
AARP does have a website, 2016takeastand.org, for whatever information the presidential candidates will provide about their ideas or plans on Social Security. And a lot of families might still be looking to fit in one last summer vacation before another school year begins. That could include a stop in at one of the 30 rest areas around Wisconsin. Dan Mulder is the DOT's Roadside Facility Section Chief, says the rest areas accommodate about 17 million travelers every year, and they've got a reputation for cleanliness. That's thanks to a local community rehab program, with the workers involved helping to keep the facilities open year-round. He views the rest areas as Wisconsin's welcome mats.
The old saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression, and that's certainly true with regards to our rest areas, and we hope the experience conveys what the state of Wisconsin is about. It's pleasurable, it's clean, and it's safe.
There's a recent survey done of visitors to Wisconsin's rest areas, 95% ranking the cleanliness of those restrooms as excellent or good. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Thank you.